This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
He backs his way from coast to coast. And he scores. Scram EK, six in a row.
Well, welcome back in. There's Graham EK with the final shot there. The score to go ahead to win this thing in overtime. Wyoming beats Utah State 78-76. This Cowboys team is red hot. Joining me now, head coach for those Wyoming Cowboys. Great friend of this show, great friend of the stations, Coach Jeff Linder. Coach, first off, thanks so much for giving us some time. I know you're a busy man, but congrats to you and your guys on another big victory.
I appreciate that, Brady. It's our guys. I got a tough and resilient group, and thankfully they made up for me making an early exit. When you have the coaching staff like I do, and you have the players that I do, I left it in good hands, and thankfully found a way to beat a Utah State team that was playing as well as anybody in the league coming into that game.
Yeah, Coach, can you talk to us about that a little bit? Listen, I know this game is full of emotion, and I know especially in this conference, who we're hearing some of the national guys say, hey, there might be five teams in this conference go dancing this year. So I know emotions run high early in this one. Can you tell us what was going on in that process with those technical fouls, or is it not FCC appropriate?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if it's FCC appropriate, and just one of those situations where, as I tell some of my players, I mean, you can play with emotion, but you can't play emotional. Go for the head coach as well, and it was just, in that moment, in that situation, there was probably just some things that I felt like should have been different, and unfortunately, it didn't end that way. But luckily, cooler heads prevailed, and much as I, I can't be doing that, and I promised my wife that would be the last time that happened. Because if not, then I'll probably be in really the locks will be changed, and I'd wait a little bit longer to go home last night, because I know if I would have showed up too early that I would have gotten an earful. But thankfully, things turned out the right way.
Hey, Coach, I want to get into the details of this game, too, but what is that process? I've always wondered this, and I don't know that I've ever got the – what is the process like for you in that moment when you're leaving the game? What are you doing? I mean, are you pacing in the locker room? I mean, can you take us through that process? What's that like?
It's not fun. I mean, especially when you're in an in an environment, and when we're playing for such high stakes, and it's tough not to be in that moment. Thankfully, with the game being televised on the mountain, and we have a control center, I went and spent the first half watching it there in the control center, and then the second half got it plugged into one of the other rooms to where I could kind of watch it on my own. Thankfully, it wasn't a tape delayed where I was hearing the crowd react one way or the other. It was going as is, and so thankfully, I was able to watch it live and cheer them on from the back room by myself.
Well, again, I know you have done a phenomenal job with this program, and as you said, part of doing that is making sure your coaching staff, your players, they're ready for anything. And this game was back and forth. It was certainly in doubt a few times for your Cowboys, but they find a way to get it done in overtime. Talk to us about Graham EK, 28 points, 12 rebounds. I mean, he's another one of these guys in the Mountain West that I look at and say, man, it seems like he just does something more outstanding every single game. There's something worthy of talking about with this guy every game.
He's a special player, and the things that he can do, there's just not very many guys in college basketball that can do what he can do, especially in terms of the ability to get the ball inside. And it's not just where some post players, which is hard late in games to feed a post player that can't get down to those spots without dribbling. And so to have a guy like Graham who can handle the ball like a guard and who you don't have to sit there and rely on a pass to get the ball inside to late in games where you can just kind of throw it to him or have him bring the ball down the floor and just kind of get out of the way. It just allows us to be really hard to guard in those late game situations with him and on the right side, and then Maldo on the left side. And Maldo coming off being the National Player of the Week, sprained his ankle pretty good there in the first half, in the first 3 minutes, and was really kind of playing on one leg last night. And for him to have the game that he did with only playing really on one leg, it just shows his toughness, and also shows too why both those guys are up in consideration for first team all league and player of the year in the Mountain West.
And as you said, he had a beautiful game too, 23 points, got to the free throw line a lot, as did Graham. And you mentioned with that ankle, sometimes those things, they can go one of two ways. You can try to push it a little bit, and then things can spiral for you. But instead, he comes out, he has an inspiring performance, and it seemed like the rest of the team was kind of following suit. It just kind of felt like this gritty performance late in that one.
Well, that's been our team all year. I mean, you don't get to 20-3, and for us, we played a lot of close games. And if you don't have that toughness and togetherness, grit, whatever you want to call it, you're not going to find a way to be in the position that we're in. And there's a lot of cliches, but I do have a really tight-knit group that are really together. And in those moments where I get ejected and they go up 6, or even early in the second half where they go up 10, our guys could have said, this is the fifth game in 12 days. We've had a really emotional last 10 or 12 days. We've had a really crazy start to the Mountain West, having come off a 21-day pause to go play at Utah State, and we really haven't had a break for the first 3 or 4 weeks. And for our guys to just dig in and find a little bit more, it shows you that they're a special group.
Yeah, we're talking to Wyoming head coach Jeff Linder, and just it seems like you guys have been through the gauntlet too. We talk about how tough this conference is, and now of course you guys are right there at the top. But you started out a couple weeks ago, you lose to Boise State in a very close game, as you mentioned, so many close games. You have another emotional game against Air Force, an emotionally close game, heck of an environment against Colorado State. Same with Boise State. Same with Fresno State. So you said it. I mean, the best of this conference has been coming at you guys, but you find a way. You're resilient. You hang in there, find ways to get it done. And again, still so many big games coming up, but this conference is nuts, Coach.
It is. I mean, there's just so many good teams, good players, good coaches, and there's just such a fine margin between all of us. I mean, there's just no... There's no easy games where maybe like you can just say, okay, we don't have to play good tonight, where, hey, if we're okay, we can still be all right. I mean, that's just not the case. And, to be in this time of year when everyone's tired, and, it's one of those deals where, as I always tell our guys, you just don't know what possession in the game is going to be the difference between winning and losing, where maybe it's just too hard for the other team. And can we find a way just to have a little bit more energy, a little bit more discipline, a little bit more effort over the course of, let's say, 130 to 140 possessions in a game.
We're talking to Wyoming head basketball coach Jeff Linder. Coach, I think the world of you. I talked on a radio show a couple of years ago about how well I thought you would do with Wyoming, and you and I joked about that. I got to tell you, I'm absolutely floored. It's so damn impressive what you've been able to do, what your group has been able to do in such a short time, leading this conference, 20 wins already. I mean, I know you're going to tell me you expected this, but is it a little bit of a shock how well everything is clicked? Only what, second year over at Wyoming?
I mean, I think we had a plan, but when you're having to take over a program amidst a pandemic, when no one's really ever had to kind of do that, I mean, to do what we've done, having to deal with COVID for the last 2 years, to have to basically flip an entire roster to try to recruit the type of guys that you need to win in the Mountain West when you can't bring people on campus. It just says a lot about, one, my coaching staff, the support staff that I have around me, and then just to be fortunate to have the players that we have, to be able to keep the three players that I kept, and then to be able to bring in the likes of Graham Ike, Xavier Ducell, Jeremiah Oden, The group of guys, Drake Jeffries, to bring those guys in and for them to trust and believe that amongst all these things, all these excuses that we can make, that we could win at Wyoming when that hadn't been the case for a couple years prior. And so for them to believe in us and trust in us and for us to be able to do it and to bring back the fans and to make the double A into one of those special places to play at college basketball, it's been a tiresome ride, but it's been an exciting ride and well worth it.
What's it like for you too when you see the crowd storming in? And again, I love it. I think it needs to happen. I mean, big games, any big game in college basketball, regular season or postseason, I absolutely love getting the students out there involved. A couple of times they've been able to do that. I mean, what's that like for you? Because I know you wanted that environment so much. You wanted to see this buy-in, and my goodness, you're absolutely getting it up there.
George Karl once told me that you can't be a championship team without having a championship crowd, and I think that's where it's so true. I mean, in those close games, for us to have the crowd behind us, for us to get the students out as well as they've come out, just to have that extra energy in the building, you can't put a price on it, and that's, I think, played a big factor in the second half of those games when in the game with CSU, when you turn it over and now they're coming down to get a dunk and Jeremiah Odom blocks the shot at the top of the square and now you kick it out and Drake Jeffries comes down and makes a three. I mean, those are the type of the momentum plays in a game that just goes such a long ways for winning. And to see the crowd get back to what it was and what I hoped it would be, it's special, and it just makes it so worthwhile.
And again, special crowd, special program you've got there, Coach. And the Mountain West, this conference seems to be pretty darn special. I'm turning on the TV this morning watching several national guys say they would not be shocked if there's five teams from the Mountain West Conference to go dance. What do you think? I mean, you should know more than anybody. You're going up against these guys. You're going toe-to-toe against some of these best teams. I think a lot of teams could make some noise come March.
Well, I hope that's the case. Now, I also know that's going to be really difficult, I mean, especially as we play against one another. But having played against most of the teams, I mean, I know how good Colorado State, Boise State, Fresno State, Utah State, we haven't played San Diego State. But all the teams in this league, I mean, you got some really good players, really smart players, teams that don't beat themselves and coaches that put them in a great position to be successful. But like all of us as coaches, I mean, I couldn't tell you who we're probably playing next week. I mean, I'm just trying to survive today, figure out a way for us to get better today and actually enjoy a day off. And we haven't had a day off in a long time. And so for our guys to have a day off, that's what we're focused on right now.
Coach, what does a day off look like for you? Because I know I hear coaches say day off, and I never picture you just relaxing, watching reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond or anything like that.
No, that's not the case. I'm actually making my way. I just passed 85 to Greeley. I'm making my way over to Burns Elementary to go give the game ball and our hard hat to a special member of our team, Henry Dolan, who a young man that's 10 or 11 now, but when he was 8 years old, was diagnosed with leukemia, and as of yesterday had his last treatment, is cancer free, and it was a big emotion. Our guys were playing for him last night, and so I'm making my way over there right now to present him the game ball and the hard hat, because that's what true toughness is. That's what we talk about being cowboy tough, and that's what cowboy toughness is. When you can really defeat. I mean, yeah, we talk about winning basketball games, but when you can defeat cancer, I mean, there's no bigger victory.
Wow, Coach, that is awesome, and I'm sure that's going to be great for him and his family. But what a, as you said, what a cowboy. A cowboy tough right there. You don't get much tougher than that. My goodness. It makes me want to reach out, get an autograph from that kiddo. I mean, there's nothing harder, right?
There's no question. It puts a lot of things in perspective, and just thankful to have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, Coach, that's awesome for you guys too, and I know that's as you said, that's near and dear to your team's heart as well, and I love that connection. I think what you guys are doing is absolutely special. It's so much fun to watch. I'm selfish. I'm loving this Mountain West Conference battle back and forth. It might be a little stressful for you, Coach, but for me as a fan, I'm having a blast, so keep up the great work.
Well, I appreciate that, Brady, and looking forward to talking to you again at some point down the road.
All right. Thanks again, Coach. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brady.
There's Wyoming Cowboys head coach Jeff Linder. I love that story, by the way, what he's doing right now. Glad he brought that up. Jeff Linder. I know I have a lot of Colorado State fans, a lot of Colorado State Rams that are listeners or fans that are listeners, but you can't deny it, man. This is great for the conference. This is great for your conference. You want Wyoming kicking butt like this and doing big things. This is how. I've talked about this on the show a lot, JD, and you're going to hear it a lot more. You want to grow basketball in this area? You want to get, and I'm talking even UNC, you want to get more people at Bank of Colorado Arena, keep Moby doing what they're doing, growing in Wyoming, heck, even Air Force, Colorado. All of it needs to be good. This state needs to be a mecca of college basketball. And I do, and not just state, I mean, I do throw Wyoming kind of in that mix because we know we have listeners there. You get teams like this that are doing great things and that can get into March Madness on a fairly regular basis. Not just the Buffaloes, more teams, the Cowboys, the Rams. And then, hell, nationally, you're looking at the NBA. You're looking at the Nuggets. These teams are great. They're great things happening. And to hear Coach Linder tell that story, too, of coming down here to see that young man that had just rang the bell and is beating cancer, I mean, man, I love that story. That story is phenomenal, and I appreciate Coach for sharing that with us. But you get great things, man. You're getting great stuff in the area. Double A just texting, great story. Gave me goosebumps, yeah. And Jeff Linder, we talked to him a lot when he was the coach of the Bears. I knew big things were coming for this guy, probably even bigger than where we are at this stage. But I tell you, it's going to get fun. Colorado State and Wyoming go at it again. When is that? On February 23rd. And that's in Fort Collins. That's going to be a blast of a game. Wyoming's got some big ones coming up, too. Obviously, San Jose State, New Mexico, they should get past them. Air Force, that's in Wyoming. I think Wyoming gets... So I don't see any reason why the Cowboys don't finish, win the next three games. And then they go to CSU. The tough ones for them, CSU, San Diego State, Fresno State there. Nevada and UNLV. Again, I don't know that I can... I don't feel comfortable, other than maybe San Jose State and New Mexico, saying any game is an easy game in this conference, except for maybe those bottom two. So the Cowboys are doing great things. That doesn't take anything away from what we're seeing with Colorado State. It's going to be a hell of a finish for this regular season title, and that tournament is going to be like something we've never seen before, I believe. It's going to be fun. 47 minutes after the hour. Speaking of tournaments, we are giving, PDC Energy is giving $500 away to the winner of our bracket challenge, the whole show bracket challenge. I believe this is the third one we've done as the whole show. Here's the deal. I'm going to register two people, so I need two emails, Jadeen. I need two. I'm going to register two today. There's no entry fee, nothing. I just need your email. We do it through CBS Sports. We want you in. First place wins $500 from PDC Energy. Second place bracket wins $200 from Bear Insurance. Third place bracket wins a foursome of golf at the Eaton Country Club. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So I'm going to take caller number four, and I'll make it difficult on you. Caller number six. Caller 4 and 6 on our First Advantage hotline. I want you in our bracket challenge. It's going to be so much fun this year. And we might actually have some local talent in this tournament. So caller 4 and 6, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. We're taking a short break. When we come back, I'll wrap up hour number one. I got to get to this Aaron Rodgers viral tweet of mine that has half the world calling me an idiot, which is fantastic. But we'll take a short break. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.